Our next public hearing is subdivision 2008-1, Albert J. Bierman.
It's an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, dividing 52.79 acres into 8 lots. Also requesting a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet. And the site is located east of Road 469, 530 feet north of Road 329. Mr. Abbott, if you have any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the Technical Advisory Committee review of April 4th, 2008 will be made a part of the record on August the 6th of this year. The applicant submitted an exhibit packet. I provided each of you with a copy of that. That included an application, proposed findings of facts, restrictive covenants, copy of a land use map, a copy of the wellhead and excellent recharge areas map, a copy of the state strategies map for spending, and 6 photographs, and they were all a part of the record to begin with. And I passed down a copy of the survey for you review. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Again, before we begin, if there anyone here that with a particular interest in this application, okay, if you would like to take a look at the plan. I have one here available for you. Do you have exhibits this evening to really poke the boards?
I have one that we can provide to that person.
Oh, here.
We don't have
any. Give them mine. We've got plenty up here. Would you like to take a look at that? If you would be so kind as to share that with anybody else that has an interest, I would appreciate it. And with that, the chair recognizes Mr. Witzel.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley and members of the commission. And Mr. Ross, good evening. I'm Robert Witzel. Thank you for your expected service on many nights with the commission. Thank you. We appreciate your service. Mr. Chairman and commissioners, this is an application for a 52.79 acre subdivision into 8 parcels of land. With me tonight on behalf of the owner is Albert Bierman, the managing member of the Bierman Family LLC to my right, and Don Miller of Miller Lewis Surveyors on my left. This parcel has already been the subject of a 4-lot strip subdivision on Parker Road. 4 lots have been divided off. One has been sold, two have been sold, and 2 remain with Mr. Bierman. Perhaps before I delve into the plat, I could ask you to open the blue packet that I provided to you. Mm-hmm. And on the left-hand side, I'll just briefly go. I'm sure that members of the commission have gone to take a look down Parker Road, but I took a picture trip down for your convenience. Number one, at the top of the first page, is a look down Parker Road south towards the intersection with West Piney Grove Lane, West Piney Grove Road. The 52.79 acre parcel is on the left, including that tree that hangs over the roadway. In there somewhere is the notice of the subdivision hearing sign. Below that is the existing subdivision called Deer Pines on West Piney Grove. There are 2 or 3 improved lots there with houses on them. I cannot tell you how many. I think the subdivision consists of 10 subdivided lots, but I am not positive. On the next page, on the third photograph at the top of the next backside of that packet, is the west side of Piney Grove. These are houses which will be similar to the proposed construction within the Bierman subdivision. And while I'm right there, I'd like to ask Shane or Lawrence and the commission if you would kindly provide us the opportunity to amend the name of the application to the Parker Farm subdivision, if that is possible. It was applied for as the Bierman subdivision, and the Parker Farm subdivision would be
As long as you don't change the name about four or five more times, we should be okay.
That'll be it, as long as 911 approves it. The photograph number four at the bottom of the flip side of the first page is the corner of the intersection with West Piney Grove and Parker. If you were coming down West Piney Grove, you turn right onto Parker at that point. And the final two photographs are number five is a picture of the improved lot, which is the southernmost lot of the stripped lots that have already been sold. Our subdivision restrictions will provide for similar construction to that premises. And across the street on Parker Road is a very nice house. You'll see some solar panels there as well. This is all in conformity with what is planned in the restrictive covenants. The subdivision consists of two parcels. The main parcel is in the front of the subdivision. In order to provide a large enough acreage for a four-lot subdivision in the front, plus the eight lots that are being subdivided, Mr. Bierman added to this parcel from a parcel he has that fronts on Shortley Road. Ergo, the other parcel, tax parcel map indication for approximately 6.6 acres in the rear portion of the property. There are no wetlands on the property, although there are two tax ditches, the new tax ditch and the horse pond tax ditch. Mr. Miller has and will provide easements as required by the Soil Conservation District for those tax ditches, and they are significant easements. In Shane's package, I don't know whether you've been provided with that information, is the Division of Soil and Water Conservation correspondence of September 17, 2007, which gives the right-of-ways, and I state for the record, as well as my client, that those easements will be complied with on each parcel of the subdivision. Also, all of the requirements and recommendations of the Sussex County Technical Review Committee will be adhered to on the final site plan. Each lot will have individual septic systems and well water systems. We have restrictions. I've made a summary of the restrictions, but those restrictions will provide for either site-built or large modular homes in excess of 2,000 square feet. 5 to 12 roof pitches will be required on all structures, including garages, and double wides in all Class C manufactured homes will be prohibited. The four large lots in the rear are planned to be farmettes. The restrictions will provide the opportunity to have a stable for horses. I think we'll probably limit the restrictive covenants to horses and no other livestock. There are forested buffer areas on all but the western boundary of 30 feet plus a 20-foot setback from that boundary, so there is, in essence, a 50-foot boundary from all construction from the boundary line. The DNREC has approved four site evaluations for the first four lots in the subdivision, which are lots 1, 2, 7, and 8. Mr. Miller designed the back four lots to be in excess of 10 acres to provide for rural area variances for those septic permits. We have not applied for those variances yet. And so there is, in addition to the amendment of the name of the application, we are asking you this evening if you would consider an amendment to the site plan so that the first four lots, lots 1, 2, 7, and 8, may proceed with an approval, provided that a proper cul-de-sac is installed, a temporary cul-de-sac is installed at the eastern edge of lot 2 and lot excuse me, Lot 7, and that you designate the four 10-acre parcels to be Phase 2 so that we may proceed with those first four lots. I talked to Shane briefly about this. He didn't have any problems with me presenting this to you. However, we do not want to eliminate all the four lots in the eastern section of the subdivision so that we would have to start over again. We want to avoid that necessity of 12 to 18 months delay to come back, if that is possible. Sussex Central School District, Delaware State Police Troop 4, the Georgetown Volunteer Fire Department all serve this parcel. It is reasonable, I believe, for the commission to find that a 8-acre subdivision is not going to significantly affect those resources of the state. It's in a level 4 district for state spending, but this is a small rural farmette type subdivision, and we'd ask you to consider the reasonableness of those four lots. In terms of the Section 99.9C considerations, I've reviewed some of them, but I'll briefly go through them. Mr. Miller and Mr. Bierman have designed this subdivision so as to minimize impact on the surrounding lots. It is a rural area. We tried to provide for a rural-type subdivision. The second consideration is minimal use of wetlands and floodplains. There are no wetlands. We will comply with all easement requirements for the two tax ditches, which mainly bound the eastern portion of the property. We have no reports of any natural or historic features on the property. Again, we'll do our best through the large lot planning to preserve open space, and it really is a very beautiful piece of land. This parcel, Mr. Bierman, if you could come up for just a minute. This is Albert Bierman, and this is a cut-over parcel of land of 52 acres.
Yes.
Has been previously farmed.
I want to ask you if you would introduce yourself, because this is being tape recorded and we want to get your name matched with your voice.
Sure. Albert J. Bierman, 119 Anchorage Drive, South Bethany Beach, Delaware, 19930.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Okay. Thanks.
Mr. Bierman, the parcel has been cut over once?
Yes, some years ago.
Before you bought it?
Yeah, right after I bought it, back in 2000.
And you understand the issues that I've mentioned with the tax ditches. Do you have any objection to having this for the easternmost four lots be in Phase 2?
No, we thought that was a good idea, Don Miller and I, because it holds the farming aesthetics for the area.
Mr. Chairman, I've given you some brief notes on the other 99.9C effects and requirements. We believe that the site is compatible with the other land uses. I don't want to repeat myself in my earlier presentation, but I think we have those covered. Mr. Miller, if you could come forward for just a minute. Could you briefly describe the location of the tax ditches and the easements that we will need to provide for those lots?
Yes, I'm Don Miller, land surveyor. We did the design of the subdivision. My address is 26720 River Road in Seaford. The tax ditches are along the perimeter of the land for the most part. There are no ditches running through the property. The easements are depicted on the plan in front of you. They vary from as little as 16 and a half feet to as much as 250 feet from the center of the existing ditches. Most of the ditches at this particular time are dry in the wintertime. Most of them are wet. There is a bit of a high water table in the area, and the property has drained adequately enough to let the timber be forested from it. The septic systems, we were able to get three LPPs and one mound system out front. The rear lots, 10 acres, would come under that variance, which allows a system on a 10-acre parcel. The soil scientist has not spent enough time to see if there were some specific areas back there, but we are assured we can get septic systems on those lots from the soil scientist.
For members of the commission who might not be familiar with that variance process, it takes a fair amount of time, does it not?
Yes, it does.
Would you briefly describe, I mentioned just a minute ago, the temporary cul-de-sac, which we asked the commission to consider so that we could go forward after preliminary and final approval on the front four lots. Would it be identical to that cul-de-sac that is drawn at the rear of the parcel?
Yes, it would be a constructed cul-de-sac with a 53-foot radius. Probably it would be gravel since it's temporary rather than paved. The other part of the street would be paved. It would be right at the end of lots. Lots 2 and 7, and that's where the road would end temporarily and until we got our evaluations on the remaining portion. Then we would like to come back with to you for approval on the four 10-acre lots.
Mr. Miller, in regard to the variance which we've requested for the from the 1,000-foot distance for this one-lane cul-de-sac, is there any other configuration that you could think of that would be more reasonable than that which you've provided that would allow for the deletion of a cul-de-sac and, for example, a circular pattern to the subdivision?
We would lose one of the lots. We don't have enough area to make a roundabout, or I won't say roundabout, but a driveway that is circular in nature. This is adequate. The best way to approach subdividing that property. I feel what's shown here will be adequate.
Mr. Wheatley, that concludes our presentation.
All right, sir. We thank you very much. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we will start with Mr. Ross.
Have you done any septic feasibility as far as get a feasibility letter from DENREC or anything of that nature?
We have four approved site evaluations for the first four lots.
Approved on the ones that you want in phase two.
Mr. Miller will have to answer that question.
That's correct. We do not have evaluations for the 10-acre parcels.
And so in that large of a parcel, you're having trouble finding something even suitable for a mound system?
The examinations that have been done to date indicate that it would be a denial system. Now, he's not done a complete search. He did a perusal walkthrough over the land, didn't find any obvious areas where a system could be granted. There is a provision the DNREC has in Regulation 10.1 that does allow for a septic system on a 10-acre parcel.
Yes. The site is cut over woodland. You're in there harvesting?
That's correct. It's all of it is cut over woodland, yes.
And will that be replanted, or have you've got a permit with the Department of Ag Forestry to do the harvesting, right? Is that stated as being
I would
replanted?
Have to defer to Mr. Bierman. I do not know the answer to that question.
You're harvesting the timber?
It has been harvested.
It has been back in about 2000.
Okay. By yourself or by a previous owner?
Yes. No, the Gladfelter
right.
folks.
But you own you sold the trees to them?
Yes, sir.
Right? And yeah. So?
It was select cut. They didn't clear cut it. They just took
they
the mature trees and left.
Got Gotcha.
So it's a substantial amount of trees left there. But.
Right. And then when you did your tree harvesting and you got your permit from the Department of Agriculture?
Yes.
For the harvesting?
Yes, they handled all that.
That Gladfelters did?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You may want to check with the Department of Ag to see if, you know, you told them your intention to develop the property or not.
Well, I think we did at that point, and they said that there was a time limit. You couldn't get it cut and developed the next year, but there was a 3 or 4 or 5 year waiting period. So we're double that.
We have a tree reforesting law, and I'm not, it's old. I don't know
from that point what they said, sir.
The stormwater drainage runs, I see a stormwater drainage area for what you're now wanting in phase two on the northwesterly side. There's also one here on the southeasterly side. What's the predominant drainage? Does it drain in both directions or the stormwater?
It's going to require a little help, but it's basically a flat piece of land. The real small dash line are the contour lines on there, right in the middle of the roadway near where it says Bierman Drive, 50-foot right away. That's a high spot, and it more or less slopes down towards the ditches on either side. But it is relatively flat. We have two stormwater areas because to try to drain from one end of the road to the other would just be too deep by the time we got to the end. So we're going to put a high point in the middle and have some slope to the east and some slope to the west.
Mr. Ross, the Division of Soil and Water Conservation requirements would prohibit us from changing that water pattern. So they will will be independent from one another.
You you say you may be putting double wides in the home sites.
No, sir. They were prohibited.
Prohibited.
Yes, sir.
From putting double
just
wides.
Stick so building and large modular in excess of 2,000 square feet.
Gotcha.
And in anticipation of a question from Mr. Smith, we would meet all county setback and height requirements.
All the questions I have, Bob.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you have a open area near the private drive in Parker Road. Could the school bus stop go in that vicinity?
Yes, there's adequate room for a school bus stop and mailboxes. If the mail postmaster requires cluster, he may or may not.
Thank you.
But that was set aside specifically for a common purpose, either bus stop signage and or mailboxes.
Would I be correct in that the look of the community as well as the large mass of the acreage involved that you're not proposing sidewalks for any spot in the community?
That's correct.
That would be correct. Anything street lighting?
Street lighting is a requirement under the present PNZ code, I believe. I think we're going to have it. Is that right, Lawrence?
If it's not a requirement, we probably will not have it.
Rather not have it.
We want people to see the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Rather go on record as street lights will not be provided.
So you're meteor shower friendly.
That's correct. Okay.
Mr. Smith, I am too, and I've been given leeway for the restrictive covenants, and we will prohibit street lights in the subdivision.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm noticing that being very familiar with the site and having been out there, and it's very nice. All the homes are very squared away in the area. I'm seeing a home here with a massive array of solar, and you can just tell pride of ownership in that community. I'm glad to hear you say that you'll have restrictive covenants in certain things, such as probably an architectural review and a square footage minimum.
Yes,
could you think of what objections, if any, the existing neighbors may have to this subdivision?
I would imagine it would be the usual objection that here is a vacant a significant acreage of land that is being subdivided. However, my very easy response is that we are subdividing in well in excess of the county minimum lot size requirements. The first four lots are all over an acre. Lot number eight is almost 2 acres. Lot number seven is an acre and a third, and you can't do much better than having a subdivision of eight lots with four of them being in excess of 10 acres and keeping that rural farmette atmosphere to the community.
Understood, but you would also be saying, I have an open mind, and if I did hear something that did seem to be a revelation, that you would at least consider if you were granted preliminary approval before final. Thank you. Talking about the land, how much, Mr. Bierman, you've owned this land approximately how long, sir?
Since 1999, I believe.
10 years. And it appears as though parcel B will be the 5.5262 acres will be taken out of a tax map number 133539.
Yes,
correct?
Sir.
What's the residual on parcel 39?
It will be, how many acres do you have?
Oh, that was initially 17.5. Initially 18 acres, and this was 52.5, so it's 70 in the whole, both parcels.
That parcel 39, does that become landlocked if this is
front on Shortley Road?
That is on Shortley Road.
Yes, sir.
Significant frontage on Shortley Road.
And I guess the outflow of the stormwater that would be approved by the Sussex Conservation District, that would go to the existing horse pound and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
I have one, Mr. Chairman. You're on your temporary cul-de-sac. You're going to put that in, and then when phase two comes along, that comes out?
Yes, sir.
Why wouldn't you just leave it in? Could you?
Well, because
you're asking for a variance, right? On phase two, you.
I would. We would defer to the commission's desire on that. Thank you, Mr. Berman. I'll ask Mr. Miller to comment on that. That's kind of a technical issue. Would the community be better off with the two cul-de-sacs, or would it be more aesthetic if we put that out?
In terms of fire apparatus turnaround or something like that,
yeah.
That would be a way to solve that and just simply leave that there. There would be nothing wrong with leaving it there and go ahead and paving it.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Okay. And Mr. Burton, we're happy to revise Mr. Miller's comment that it would be gravel, and if you so request or require us, we'll pave it.
Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions, but we do need a copy of the four approved site evaluations.
Okay. If you we won't have to have them this instant, but we do need to have them before we can make a decision.
We won't act on it without them, so
as soon as you can, tomorrow is certainly soon enough. You don't have to scramble around looking
right
for them tonight. So.
Okay, Mr. Burrow, anything?
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision number 2008-1, Albert J. Bierman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2008-1? Yes, sir. Step right up, if you would, please, and give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Thank you. My name is Sam Little. I live at 24664 Parker Road in Georgetown, and it's right across the road from Mr. Bierman's property.
Okay.
We own 75 acres, give or take. We've never had it surveyed. We're familiar with Mr. Behrman's property, and I have a question. First of all, I think there's been...
You want to ask me, and then I'll decide.
Okay, how many lots has been sold already on the front?
Oh, this particular...
I think somebody mentioned there was two sold.
Earlier, he said two sold and two still owned by the Behrman.
I think three have been sold.
Three have been sold.
Okay.
Just sold one lot. Okay. On the road.
Right. We still only have four lots on the road, whether they're sold or not. We don't really care, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. Another thing that I have to say is I think that there's wetlands on the property.
Okay.
And I think there was a mention as there was no wetlands on the property.
Well, we'll ask the question again, but I believe that was the comment.
Okay. I think that there is wetlands on the property.
And what causes you to think that?
Because I've been over it, and I've heard a lot of people say that are very familiar with the area.
It is possible for a site to be wet without being classified as being wetlands. I just want to draw that distinction for you, but I'll ask them again. We'll find out and make sure.
All right.
Okay.
Now, we are, my wife and I are... really wouldn't like to see this happen because we live on a stretch of road that's almost a mile, one way, Parker Road, and there's no development on the property, on any of these properties, till you get to the end of Parker Road. We'd kind of like to see it remain in forestry and wildlife, and we have decided... we've not entered into an agreement with any governing body or, state or county or federal government on making a permanent preservation on our property, but we have considered it, and we would like to do that. And by developing the property across the road, it is going to hurt our property. What I mean by that is in some preservation, they look at the existing properties around your property to see whether your property is valuable to them to set aside the funds to save. And that is the main concern why I'm here today, is that developing the property across the road is going to hurt the whole general area, and then plus our property too, and in value. Now, we didn't rent our property out last year for deer hunting, but we did the year before that, and we got $1,500. And I know that's not much, but when you figure that out year after year, that helps out with the property, the value of the property, if you want to keep it in wildlife and in timber. And that's our stated aim, is to keep the property, our property, in wildlife and timber. And we feel that by developing the property across the road, it will hurt our value in that respect of us wanting to keep our property for, wildlife and timber management. And that's pretty much, all I've got to say.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate that very much.
Okay. And
we'll try to get you an answer to your question here shortly.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Miller, if you could address the wetlands issue for this gentleman and the commission.
Yes, I honestly cannot remember who did the perusal, but that one of the requirements is for a subdivision is have the wetlands delineated. We had a soil scientist come on the site, and he found no wetlands on the site, but I can't give you his name. I just don't remember that offhand.
Do you recollect that it was a certified individual that did it?
Absolutely,
yes. Someone who was qualified,
yes,
to do that kind of work?
Yes. Yes, it was.
And do you have a report of some kind or a letter or something somewhere in the file?
Did you receive the
letter?
It isn't anything we have to have this evening, but if you have something in writing that states his findings, it would be good to have that in the file.
Sure.
We got a barn fire three Fridays ago, and it took out a 100-foot barn, and it wasn't nice. It was on the western shore, and all my files, my records, thank God I have a good attorney.
All your tax returns and everything. Oh, well,
no, they were at the CPA.
What kind of lightning was that that hit that barn?
It wasn't nice at all. Okay. All of our personal stuff that we stored there, you know, had
okay. Well, if you would, I'm sure somebody will remember who it was, and if you'd be so kind enough to give them a call and ask them to send you something, and then we could have that in the file, because it's a legitimate concern. I think the gentleman deserves an answer, and it's something we would want to know, too. We'd want to know that there were not.
It's noted on the site plan, just as a note, that there are no
wetlands. There are no wetlands, yeah.
Note number 7.
Okay. Yes, sir. Step right up. Come on up here and give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Yeah, my name is Fred Rust, and my wife Patricia and I bought the first parcel off of Mr. Bierman's property. And at the time, the realtor told me we were interested in lot number 6, but the realtor told me that lot number 6 was not available because Mr. Bierman was keeping it for himself. So I figured if he's keeping it for himself, he would build a nice home there. So we built a beautiful home on lot 5. And lot 5 is right adjacent to the entrance to the development. And we knew that Mr. Bierman was going to have a development because he told us that. Mm-hmm. But we were misled and lied to along the line, because Mr. Bierman told us that we were concerned about the lots on Parker Road, and he told us that he would never permit a home on these lots that was not stick-built or modular. And it wasn't long before he sold the lot where they said they was keeping it for himself, and they put a double wide on there. I guess on the block foundation, I guess it might be classified as a Class C home or something. But I built a beautiful home there, and the home that he put next to it seriously devalued my property. And then now he's added another double wide down the road on Parker Road. And so my home looks really out of place. And he told us that he was going to, this entranceway, he was going to put a beautiful entranceway in there to go back into the development. And now it looks to me like half the entranceway is connected to lot number 8. So I was just wondering, and I see the entrance road is just off to one side, and I was just wondering what the buyer of lot number 8 can do with the portion that's on the entrance side, because lot number 8 now surrounds my property completely. So I'm not really putting it down, I'm just want some clarification. I'm a little fed up.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what it is you want to know. I understand that you feel like you were misled, lied to, or the situation's changed and you weren't informed or something. I don't know that there's much this group can do about that, but if you've got...
Because we figured on the entranceway that the road would probably be down the center and have some landscaping on both sides and really, really be a nice-looking entranceway. But the only entranceway there now is the road over on the left that's the street going back into it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, this portion that is going out to next to the entranceway, connected to lot 8, if they can put the structures or something on there that...
Well, just by looking at the drawing, it would be very difficult for them to put anything next to you on the side, that long side, because the building restriction lines look like they don't leave but about, well, I'm just guessing. What do you think, Lawrence? 30 feet, 20 feet?
No, more than that.
Yeah, You think there's 40 feet in there?
There's 40 feet.
There's 30-foot setback shown. It's more than 40. I got a scale right here.
Well, I'm just saying it starts out at 40, but it narrows. It seems to get narrow, and then it widens back out again. You might get a septic system underground there or something. I don't know if you'd ever.
It's about 48 foot at the widest point.
Mr. Ridley, I can make a representation on behalf of my client that short of a septic system.
Yeah.
I can't say the septic system won't go in there because I don't know the best perk for the lot. But from the point that is just to the left or west of the indication north 860344, where the C3 is, if we drew a lot line north south like that, we will on the final provide that that is the westernmost portion of the building restriction line. Sorry, in other words, so the building restriction line will be there. All right. I can also make a representation that my client, we don't have plans for the entrance, but it will be a landscaped entrance with a sign for the subdivision. Mr. Bierman, do you care to make any other representations to address this gentleman's concerns about the entrance?
Know that we do have to, according to DelDOT, put a substantial turn lane in there. So it's going to be an upgrade, and we're, you know, we have the garden center, we have the mulch, so, you know, it's just a matter of getting this on paper and then saying and applying it in real life, in real terms. And
in terms
and
of
I'll be happy to work.
Would you
with
make
Mr.
a representation
Rust
to the commission about the extended landscaping that will be placed at the entrance?
Well, I'd like to hear some comments.
Okay, guys, what I'm going to ask you to do is we're kind of crowding the podium here. I'd like Mr. Russ to finish his testimony, and then we're going to ask you to answer him. Okay, so looks like we're getting somewhere, but we'll get a little further. But I wanted to let you finish speaking before these gentlemen start.
Well, I'm about done. I don't really want to put the project down, but I've been misled and lied to so much that I just have concerns.
I understand. What it sounds like they're offering to do is to place a restriction on the property that is adjacent to you on, I guess, what is the north side, so that nothing could, other than a septic system, which would be underground or mostly underground, could go there. I think that's one thing that they're saying. The other representation that they made was that the entrance would be attractive. It would be landscaped. They probably don't have a plan yet.
I just hope there's not a mound system that's going to go there or something.
Well, we'll ask them if they'll restrict that for you. I'll ask them here in a second. Is there anything else on your mind that we can cover for you? All right, sir. We thank you for being with us this evening.
Okay.
Mr. Witzel, would you and your client be willing to address this issue about I can understand the gentleman's concern. I wouldn't want to have a mound system built next to me either. Would you feel comfortable limiting that to a gravity or an LPP system that did not, you know, extend appreciably above the ground?
That's,
or are you not in a position to say that right
Mr.
now?
Mr. Miller?
Or at least to say that if you have to have a mound, you're not going to put it there. You put it somewhere else. I would at least ask you to give that.
It is lot 8. Lot 8, the one I can't find right this minute, probably.
Well,
it's a little technical for me to address at
I
this
appreciate
time
that, and you, really, it's as I think about it, it's kind of beyond the scope. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. It's not even an approved subdivision yet, so. But that's a. Certainly a concern that the commission's going to have on Mr. Rust's behalf.
Of the four lots out front, three of them were LPPs and one was an elevated sand mound.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want me to spend the time now to tell you which one is which. I was trying to find out which lot had the elevated sand mound, but it's going to take a moment to do
that. Well, why don't you do that? Meanwhile, we'll see if there's anybody else that wants to speak and give you a second. Okay, is there anybody else would like to speak in opposition? Okay, anybody on the commission have any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Has the entrance is shown off of Parker Road a little bit different normal, because normally Delta requires the entrance to be a 50-foot right-of-way and is perpendicular to the road, or being perpendicular. Parker Road, has Delta agreed to the way that you've designed this with basically the point of the 50-foot right-of-way being right at the corner of Mr. Bierman's other lot to the north side of the entrance? Or could that be squared up more and given more an obvious 90-degree angle as you come into the entrance?
It's 90 degrees for 50 feet, and then it has a curve, but we could try to realign that a little bit better, if I understand what you're saying, so there's a little more length.
Yeah, maybe it might be optical, looking at it, it just looks odd. And open space to the north side really doesn't give you a whole lot of room other than
that's
where box it or whatever.
Vegetation, that's where the landscaping might be.
Yeah, I understand. It just looks, it may be an optical illusion or something.
Mr. Wheatley, may I address
absolutely.
Septic? That is a low pressure system for lot 8, and so it will not be a man. Now it is a what's called a capping fill. So there's a little bit of mound, but it's not a Sussex County mountain.
Right. Probably not more than a 16-inch grade differential, you think, over the cap.
Since it is an LPP, that should help with the road alignment too. We might be able to. Should be able to realign that a little bit better and make that better.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Mr. Miller.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Isn't it common that DENREC, as far as siting on-site septic systems, that there be an isolation distance of at least 100 foot from an existing residential well? And wouldn't that put your system further from Mr. Rust's property or from this sort of appendix onto that lot?
There is an isolation distance of 100 feet. There are some exceptions to that, but in general, yes.
In general, yes. 100-foot isolation. Thank you.
Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.